The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. In John 3, chapter 3 and verse 3, Jesus answered and said to him, he's speaking to Nicodemus here, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now we think when we are baptized or profess Christ or receive God's Holy Spirit, we are born again. But notice Christ said, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. Now do we see the kingdom of God? Do we see God's kingdom here on earth as Christ said that it will be? Notice in verse 4, Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Now surely Nicodemus knew and realized that Christ was speaking of a real birth here. Verse 5, Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Now the kingdom of God is something that you can see, and the kingdom of God is something that you can enter. Yes, repenting and being baptized and receiving the Holy Spirit are major and necessary steps to see and enter the kingdom of God. Now notice verse 6. Christ goes on to explain how you will look and how you will be when you are born of the Spirit or when you are born of God. "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Now you and I, we're still flesh, aren't we? Even if we have God's Spirit in us, we are still flesh. Christ makes it clear that when you are born of the Spirit or born of God, that you will be a spirit being. Verses 7 through 13, Christ goes on, "Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit." Christ said, when you're a spirit being, physical, human, flesh and blood can't see you. Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" In other words, Christ was speaking our spiritual things, heavenly things here, when he was talking about being born again, born of the Spirit. And he asked Nicodemus, he said, "If I've told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. This is the Son of Man who is in heaven." Now Christ makes that very clear as well, that you aren't born again and that you don't go to heaven when you die. At this time, the Bible has much more to say about the fact that man's potential and destiny is to be born into the family and the kingdom of God. Now this is the height of success for a mortal, flesh and blood person to achieve. Notice what God had to say here in Romans 8, beginning in verse 6. "For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be." Did you catch that, my friends? Christ said, "For the carnal mind is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." In other words, the way that you naturally are is the way that leads to death, and you will die. You will die the second death unless you change. "Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." This was penned at least 30 years or better after Christ had died, had supposedly nailed the commandments to the cross. Well, it doesn't sound like that he had killed the commandments, does it? It doesn't sound like that he had nailed the commandments to the cross, because notice again what Paul said, "Because a carnal mind is enmity against God." In other words, the carnal mind is an enemy against God and his teaching. "For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be." So 30 years after Christ had died, the law was still in effect. And Paul said, the carnal mind is not subject to God, and the carnal mind is an enemy of God and to the law of God. So then those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Yes, just living the way that you naturally are, you aren't pleasing God because you don't want to obey God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yes, you're in the Spirit. You're living the way of the Spirit, and that way is to obey God. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Very plain, isn't it? If you don't have God and Christ's Spirit in you, Christ said that you are none of his. And if Christ is in you, that is by the power of his Holy Spirit, the body is dead because of sin. In other words, you're overcoming your way. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And God says that his commandments are righteous. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Yes, if you die with God's Spirit in you, having overcome self, having built the mind and the character of God and Christ as they have commanded us to do, then that same Spirit will resurrect you. You will be born into the family of God at that time. Therefore, brethren, we are not debtors to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Notice Paul said, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. And that means the second death. That means that you're living the way of sin and you will die. And the wages of sin is death. That is the second death. But if you by the Spirit, that is God's Spirit dwelling in you, changing you from the way that you naturally are to be the way that God and Christ are. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, yes, you overcome self, you will live. Yes, you will inherit eternal life. You will be born into the God family. You will become a very born son of God and a Spirit-born brother of Jesus Christ. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. And it means they're begotten sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption. Well, Christ says that we have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Yes, God considers us as an adopted or begotten child of God, or brother of Christ, if we have God's Spirit. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Yes, God's Spirit, if it's in you, it bears witness that you are the children of God. And verse 17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Yes, glorified at the first resurrection, born into the family of God. Yes, my friends, when you are born again, you will be glorified. Christ said he will give us the morning star. Notice in Revelation 2, verses 26 through 29, and he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nation. Christ is talking about those that by and through the power of his Holy Spirit overcomes himself, overcomes this world, comes out of this Babylonian system and builds his mind and his character. He shall rule them with a rod of iron, as a potter's vessels shall be broken to pieces, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Let's read this again, my friends. I want you to understand this. And he who overcomes and keeps my works until the end. Now, what was the works of Christ? Well, it's obeying his Father. To him I will give power over the nations. Yes, you will have power over the nations if you make it in that first resurrection. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. Yes, you're going to have authority. You're going to have power. As also, he shall rule them with a rod of iron, as a potter's vessel shall be broken to pieces, as I also have received from my Father, and I will give him the morning star. Now, what does that mean when Christ said, I will give him the morning star? Well, we'll explain that a little later. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So, my friends, I hope you hear. I hope you understand. I hope you hear and understand the plan of salvation. Christ is speaking about those that make the first resurrection. He says, you will rule the nations. Yes, the nations right here on the earth. Notice Revelation 22 and verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and the morning star. Yes, Christ said he is the bright and the morning star. Christ said he is the bright and the morning star, speaking of his glorified state, a symbol of power and authority. And as we just read in Revelation 2, verses 26 through 29, that he will give us the morning star, meaning his glorified state of his power and authority, his brilliance. We will be his spirit-born brothers, right into the family of God, become sons of God, born sons of God, and born brothers of Jesus Christ, right into the family of God. Notice in 1 Corinthians 15, beginning in verse 41, describing how that we will be when we are born again, when we finally reach our human potential and our human destiny. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star differs from another, star and glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. And you remember Christ said, when you're born into the family of God, or born again, flesh and blood can't see you. You know, God says that where two or three are gathered in his name today, he says there he is in the midst of them. He also promises that he gives his angels charge over you. Now, we don't see Christ when he's in our midst, do we? And we don't see angels when they're protecting us. So that's the way we will be when we're born into the family of God. Christ said the wind blows where it will, comes from where it wants to, and goes where it wants to. But we don't see it coming, and we don't see it go. We don't understand it. We don't see it. Neither do we see spirit beings. So also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. So, as I said, we're still flesh and blood, aren't we? There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and afterward the spiritual. Yes, we're the natural now, and afterward we will be the spiritual when we're born into the family of God. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was a man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as is the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly. Very plain and very clear, when you're born of God, when you're made in his image, then you're going to be a spirit being. And as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. Well, my friend, I see my time is up. We've got to break off there. But if you'd like more understanding on this important topic of human potential and your destiny, then we invite you to call us for our free booklets, Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose. And all you need to do, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, at 573-238-3675. Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose. And all you need to do, just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675. Or you may call our toll-free number, 1-800-611-8080. Thanks for being with us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and others as well. This is Pete Hornbuckle speaking on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day with the Way It Ought to Be program.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.